Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann, and reflecting on a dark weekend on Eastern Cape roads, more than 18 people losing their lives, more than 20 injured during just a 12-hour period over the long weekend, including a horror smash which claimed 14 lives on the N2 just outside Graaffreinet. Spokesperson for the Eastern Cape Department of Transport, Unathi Minkose, joining us this morning. Unathi, it's not a great start to the holiday season. What are the reasons behind these horror smashes that we've experienced in the last couple of days?
What we've picked up is that a lot of it is mainly down to human behavior. Human behavior can be reckless and negligent driving, which may include driving under the influence of alcohol, persisting to drive when you feel that you are fatigued, and then ending up doing things that we are not supposed to do, overtaking where we are not supposed to, and things like that. But it has mainly been down to human behavior, which can be dissected into many variations, as I've just mentioned. Take the one in Graaffreinet, for instance, where 14 people died. The issue of fatigue can be ruled out there. And of course, reckless and negligent driving has got to be looked into as well. Because when head-on collisions happen, it means that one of the two drivers was on the wrong side of the road, which led to the crash. But we have also towed the two vehicles to the police station so that our crash investigators can have a closer look at them. Maybe they may have a story to tell about the condition of the vehicles as well. So we are not ruling out anything, but the real cause of it is subject to police investigations.
There's enormous frustration that couples this. Every year we have educational initiatives. We keep trying to drive the message home through the media, and yet we don't seem to be making much headway with motorists. The message doesn't seem to get through.
Darren, we can't, look down upon platforms that you are granting us, where we get to amplify our voice and reach as wide an audience as possible. And we have to take our hats off to the majority of road users across the country and in the province. The majority of road users obey the rules of the road. They are doing the right things at the right time. It's only a handful of people that are causing these crashes. And as is the case in head-on collisions, like I've just said, one of the two will always be the one who has dragged someone who has nothing to do with the crash. So we've got to acknowledge the role that is played by the majority of road users in the province and urge them to continue on that path while we are continuing on our side, to urge those who are still going astray, to toe the line and ensure that they are safe and they protect their lives and the lives of their fellow road users. Because it's all in our hands, ladies and gentlemen. And we place a greater responsibility on the drivers because the most common denominator in any crash, it is the man or the woman behind the wheel. So there's a greater responsibility on you and I as drivers to ensure that we stick by the rules of the road. And our advantage over pedestrians, for instance, passengers, for instance, is that we have undergone some training before we were licensed to get behind the wheel. So let us go back to the basics and ensure that going into this upcoming weekend, we are not part of the stats that will be, counted come end of this festive season.
Unathi, I think also worth acknowledging the role that the emergency services play when it comes to road safety. Theirs is not an easy job.
Without a doubt. I mean, the gory scenes that they are subjected to from accidents that could have been avoided. So we have to take our hats off to them as well for ensuring that in events of crashes, they are there timelessly to try and save as many lives as possible. If it wasn't for them, maybe things at Graaffreinet and any other accident scene, for instance, for that matter, things would have been a lot worse. So we are grateful for the role that they are playing, and we wish them everything of the best. And we hope that we as road users, we are not going to overwork in the remaining few days. We knew that, Darren, the past weekend and the upcoming weekend were going to be defining for us in terms of how we would have fared in our endeavors to reduce road fatalities. And unfortunately, the one crash that happened in Graaffreinet has somewhat changed the picture, but we can still pull it together going into this weekend and the days post-Christmas. As we've noted over the years, the first half of the festive season, meaning that the days leading up to Christmas are generally the toughest for the Eastern Cape, but those post-Christmas are not as difficult because people live in drips and drabs going back to their workplaces. Some right after Christmas will be leaving, some right after New Year. But when it comes to this day of Christmas, to Christmas Day, you'll see them coming in huge numbers starting from the 16th up to the 24th.
Inati, you mentioned driving whilst fatigued. You mentioned whilst driving under the influence as being perennial major factors when it comes to road accidents. Have you noticed as well texting while driving? Anecdotal evidence has it that we've seen an increase in accidents as a result of that. Is that your experience as well?
It certainly is, and most glaringly among pedestrians. We have been to accident scenes where you find a victim with headphones on and a cell phone lying there, maybe watching a TikTok or any of these social media platforms. And of course, that problem also exists among drivers as well. So we are urging our people to refrain from using their cell phones. Some will find them even recording the journey themselves as they are driving. That is another major factor. But the most silent killers of them all is fatigue, because we can be clear about what people need to do on cell phones and not drunk and drunk driving. And we've got methods for drunk driving to determine whether someone is drunk or not. But when it comes to fatigue, you can't really tell. So it's up to the road user, the driver, him or herself, to acknowledge that when they are feeling a bit tired, a bit drowsy, they've got to allow their bodies a bit of time to shut down and recover, and then proceed with the journey. That's why we encourage people every 2 hours or 200 kilometers, whichever comes first, take a break, stretch a bit, and then proceed with your journey.
Personal responsibility.
Most definitely, without a doubt.
Are there any particular areas, Inati, that we can highlight as being particularly dangerous or accident hotspots or black spots, whatever you'd like to call them, or not necessarily?
They are, you know, that rough remit area, R61, N9, N6, is mostly used by those who are coming from faraway provinces like your Gauteng, maybe to areas like Joburg, East London, Western Cape, Cape Town. You know, I don't know what to term it, but it's that zone where you've been on the road for so long that the issues of fatigue are beginning to kick in. And maybe at the back of your mind, you know that you are closer to home now. You are already in the province. You've just entered the province. So people tend to let their guard down a bit when they get to those areas. And that's where a lot of accidents happen. And that is where we have decided to deploy a lot of our resources, from traffic law enforcement officers to all the rapid response teams. The aim is to ensure that there is high visibility. And we know that with high visibility, people tend to obey the rules of the road a bit more. However, in events that an accident happened, we want to have them on standby and nearby to be able to respond timelessly and try to save as many lives as possible. However, we've got to be honest with ourselves as the Department of Transport and the Department of Health and all our partners, that we cannot win this battle alone. We need you as a road user, whether you're a passenger or a driver, to also play your role. Keep an eye on the driver. If they are going astray, they are going above the limits, they are getting a bit more reckless, or you are seeing signs of fatigue, do not be shy to reach out to the driver and ask him to slow down or maybe take a break or something, just to, you know, disrupt that, the kicking in of fatigue or recklessness and things like that. So we've got to all play our role to ensure that, we end this carnage that we're seeing on our roads. But it is also worth noting that last year, December last year, compared to December a year before, we managed to reduce the number of fatalities by 21.5%. Prior to the accident that happened in Graaf-Reinet, we were on track to match that. In fact, we were matching that, toe to toe. I know it's called comfort for those who have lost their loved ones, but we were still fairly on track, but we lost it a bit, and they were hoping that we'll be able to recover and register another, you know, milestone. The 21.5% was way above the national target for provinces, which was 10%, and the Eastern Cape was the best performing province. Again, I know it sounds bad, particularly for those who lost their loved ones, but we are trying our level best to, at the very least, if we can eliminate altogether road fatalities, we'll reduce them drastically. But it's all up to you and I to ensure that we play our role and ensure that we are not part of the state. If we can, you know, inculcate that in ourselves, I believe that no accidents will happen, because the roads are meant to be instruments that connect us with our families, not killers, as some are termed as killer roads. There's no such thing as a killer road. It's just up to you and I as road users to ensure that we stick by the rules and, you know, be patient with one another and ensure that we arrive alive at all times.
Many thanks to Nati, wishing you and your loved ones a happy and blessed festive season. We'll chat again in 2025. Thank you for your time, sir.
You're most welcome, sir. Thank you very much.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.